As of January 14th, it's being reported that the LA fires are still burning, with hundreds of thousands of people still being affected by this catastrophe. So many people have lost everything in a fire that should have been handled better by those in charge. This is why more and more people are blaming the leaders of California for what has happened, as it's pretty clear they were not responding as they should have to such an emergency. Now, everyone is coming under question, as people want to know why these leaders let Los Angeles down. Now, one man with a large voice has come out and has revealed what he believes really happened with the LA fires. That man is Mel Gibson, and he believes these fires were started with a sinister agenda in the works, a plan to rebuild LA. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about Mel Gibson exposing the LA wildfires. But before we begin, I just wanted to let my patrons know, I just dropped a new Patreon exclusive on a survivor who exposes an elite PDF file ring connected to Hollywood. If you're one of my Patreon members, make sure you check it out after this one. If you're not a Patreon member, you should consider joining. It's only $3 a month, and you will be supporting the channel and also helping me make great content. When you join, you get access to over 40 exclusive videos. If you would like to join, you can find the link in the description and also in the comment section. I want to thank you all for the support. Now, let's get right into it. As of right now, the LA fires are still going, affecting thousands of people. So many people have not only lost their homes, but their businesses and some even their lives. This wildfire has proved itself to be one of the most destructive wildfires ever seen before, with the fires continuing to burn up several areas of LA days after it started. A few days ago, I made a video called Everything Suspicious About the California Fires. In that video, I brought up many of the questions people are having when it comes to this fire. How did the fire spread to so many different areas of LA? Why did the mayor of LA reduce the firefighters' budget by $17.5 million just a few months before the fire? Why was there no water in many of the fire hydrants when the firefighters were trying to stop the fire? And also, why were the insurance companies refusing to give out home insurance policies specifically for fire emergencies and canceling existing policies just months before the fire? Add this with the fact that multiple people have reported seeing alleged arsonists starting fires all throughout LA. You can see why people have become suspicious of all of this. All of these questions have led people to start questioning what caused this fire and why did they let it burn so much without it being stopped. People are now asking if this was done intentionally by a powerful group of people who have sinister plans for LA. Does this have anything to do with the Olympics? Is this connected to LA's plans for smart cities? From everything I've seen with this fire, I believe something suspicious is definitely going on. It all seems like a perfect domino effect that was set up to happen in the way it did. Random fires spark up, and then there's no water to put them out, no insurance to help those who lost their homes rebuild, and a fire department low on resources to fight this fire. It just seems like everything was put in place well before it happened to make sure it all went down just like it did. That's just my theory though, from what I've seen reported. Now, I'm not the only person who thinks all of this is quite suspicious, as the actor Mel Gibson has gone on mainstream media to basically imply the same thing. Mel Gibson was one of the actors who lost his home in the LA fires. He had a home in the Malibu area of LA, and unfortunately for him and his family, it was in the path of the fire. Luckily for him, he wasn't home when the fires passed through and was in Texas on the Joe Rogan show. His family was able to leave the home safely before it was too late for them. Still, Mel lost everything he had in that home, as it was burnt down, leaving nothing behind. Since then, Mel was invited to Fox News, where he was asked about his thoughts on the fire, where he basically stated that it seems like the fire was somehow intentional and the failed efforts to put it out were orchestrated.
But they were predicted. Mm-hmm. I know you know that last weekend, like yes. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they said this could be tragic with these winds. There, any fire starts.
Sure.
Do you believe in what you know so far, anything could have happened like this?
One always suspects that this might happen, but one thinks that the resources, and the capabilities of the men and women will be on standby, that they'll be able to cope with any situation that comes up. But apparently, some people were asleep on the job. Someone should answer for it, but We'll see. I think we know who the culprits are. In fact, my son's a member of the volunteer fire brigade. He sort of interfaces between L.A. County Fire and people, and they assist them where they can during, before, and after the blaze. And apparently the residents in Corral Canyon caught an arsonist up there. And the guy was all tooled up with fire gear and equipment and stuff like that, ready to go. And he had been lighting fires. But they corralled the guy in Corral Canyon and gave it to the police. So.
Apparently, Mel, that individual was never charged. It's a very confusing set of facts because apparently he was reportedly trying to light things on fire, but it's not the fires, it all seems very bizarre. But they have not ruled out that arson could have started the first fire. There's obviously still investigating this. And at the same time, Mel, there are numerous complaints, as you alluded to, that the fire hydrants did not have water pressure, and the L.A. fire chief herself reacted. Watch this.
My stance on this is when a firefighter comes up to a hydrant, we expect there's going to be water. We don't control the water supply. Our firefighters are there to protect lives and property and to make sure that we're properly trained and equipped. That's my position on this. So if there's no water, I don't know how the water gets to the hydrants.
Well, you know, I know they were messing with the water, letting reserves go for one reason or another. They've been doing that a while. California has a lot of problems that sort of baffle the mind as far as why they do things. And then in the events like this, you sort of look, is it on purpose? Which, it's an insane thing to think. Mm-hmm. But one begins to ponder whether or not there is a purpose in mind. What could it be? You know, do they want the state empty?
Well, Mel, there's already talk, and we played a couple of sound bites of reimagining the way rebuilding occurs. And obviously, there's a grade for high density housing in California and across the country. That's a big push by climate folks. And you're already hearing rumblings of that. In this case, like, goodbye single family homes. Hello, high density housing.
Yeah. It's pretty scary. And it'll take decades to do that, too. It's like even if it's a good idea, which I don't know if it is, but. Reminds me of the old cattle barons clearing people off the land, you know. But clearing people off the land, you know. Yeah. It just seemed a little convenient that there was no water and that the wind conditions were right and that there are people ready and willing and able to start fires. And are they commissioned to do so, or are they just acting on their own volition? I don't know. But they seem pretty well equipped, some of these people that they're catching.
A lot of questions.
As you heard for yourself, Mel believes the fires were likely orchestrated, believing that it could have been an effort to snatch the land, essentially forcing people off their land. Now, if we look at all the suspicious things I pointed out, this would actually make sense as so much went wrong. If this is true, then the fact that the hydrants had no water and the budget cuts all start making sense, especially the insurance companies not covering people's homes. This is all being set up to make sure people don't have a choice but to sell. Now, if you guys saw my last video on the wildfires, then you would know I spoke about this clip from the governor of California, a woman who was talking with a reporter about the damage the fire had done to her community spots the governor. She then runs up on the governor and questions him about what's going on, with the governor lying to her face, claiming that he was on the phone with the president trying to find a solution. When the concerned woman asked to hear his conversation, he then switches up and starts to claim that he has no reception and hasn't been able to talk to the president.
I'm literally talking to the president right now to specifically answer the question of what we can do for you and your daughter.
Can I hear it? Can I hear your call? Because I don't believe it.
Come on. I have to get cell service.
So let's get it. I want to be here when you call the president.
I appreciate it. I'm doing that right now. And it's to immediately get reimbursements, individual assistance, and to help you. I'm devastated. I'm so sorry.
This was truly alarming, as the one man people were supposed to look towards during these moments of unrest was so quick to lie without hesitation. When the woman asked for proof that he was on the phone with the president, he changed his story rather quickly, proving he doesn't seem to care about what was happening to the people. Now, the reason I bring this man up again is due to what he recently said during another interview. In this interview with NBC News, he stated some rather interesting things that seem to confirm what Mel Gibson said and my very own thoughts about all of this. According to the governor, they are already working on a plan to rebuild LA, calling it LA 2.0, going as far as to claim that it would be better than before.
Was helpful in getting the Olympics to the United States of America to get it down here in L.A. We thank him for that. This is an opportunity for him to shine, for this country to shine, for California and this community to shine. The opportunity with all of that and all that opportunity and that pride and spirit that comes from not just hosting those three iconic games and venues, but also the opportunity, I think, to rebuild at the same time. And that's why we're already organizing a Marshall Plan. We already have a team looking and reimagining LA 2.0, and we're making sure everyone's included, not just the folks on the coast, people here that were ravaged by this disaster.
You just said you're organizing a Marshall Plan for the rebuilding of California. What is that Marshall Plan?
For
Tell us
region,
about this Marshall
We're just
plan.
Starting to lay out. I mean, we're still fighting these fires. So we're already talking to city leaders. We're already talking to civic leaders. We're talking to business leaders and nonprofits.
As you heard for yourself, the governor straight up admits that while the fires are still burning, they are already administering a plan to build LA 2.0. Now, I wonder if these plans have anything to do with the smart cities that have been promised for LA in 2028. Could all of this have been a plan to destroy in order to rebuild? Could this have been what they wanted all along? And it's the reason there was no water in the reserves to put out those fires. To me, this explains everything that went wrong. The way the governor is saying this with a smile on his face is rather telling. He doesn't look devastated that he let the people down. Instead, he looks happy, almost like their plan went according to plan. That term, LA 2.0, was very telling to me. Instead of just saying we're gonna get help for LA residents to rebuild their homes, he stated they were going to make LA 2.0 a new LA. We know that for a new place to be built, the old place must be destroyed. That's what seems to be happening here. To me, all of this is suspicious and suggests that we're not being told the truth about what's going on. Every day that passes, it seems more and more possible that this was all some sort of wicked master plan. We are told to trust our state and community leaders, but time after time, we are shown exactly why we shouldn't trust them. It's obvious these plans for our smart cities seem to have something to do with this fire. If they're going to build these smart cities, then they have to clear the land where they would go. They know that the people weren't going to willingly agree with losing their homes and properties for these smart cities to be built. The only way people would agree is if they had no choice and were forced to comply. This seems to be exactly what happened. These people weren't given the choice to choose. Their land was basically taken by force. Like I said, this is only my theory. Who knows? I could be wrong about all of this, and this could actually just be a wildfire that California, for whatever reason, wasn't prepared for. It could all just be bad luck that the hydrants weren't working and the insurance companies stopped covering people. It could also just be a coincidence that the governor already has a plan to build LA 2.0 that seems to match the plans for smart cities. Maybe I'm just looking too deep into this, even though I don't think I am. Regardless, I believe these are the questions that need to be asked for those that are affected by this fire. I couldn't even imagine how it would feel to lose everything I worked so hard for. Having to leave your home behind, not knowing if it will still be standing there when you come back. I feel terrible for those who lost everything. I'm truly sorry you guys had to go through that. I hope God continues to keep you guys safe and that a solution is eventually provided. My condolences to those who lost loved ones during these wildfires. I hope you guys are able to find peace and rebuild your lives. I want to know what you guys think about all of this. Do you think there's more to these LA fires? Do you think it's connected to the smart cities? Let me know your thoughts in the comment section. Well, that's it for this one. But before you guys go, I would like to politely ask you guys to subscribe if you're not, like, comment, and share this video so we can get it seen by everyone who needs to see it. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.